The market is moving fast. And all of that speed puts you right in the middle of the action.
I feel the need for speed.
Trying to pick out the stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs that are your real targets from the ones that will make your portfolio crash and burn. Investment research firm New Constructs looks for the telltale signs in corporate filings that show which way a security will move next.
Warning, warning.
Whether it is flying a true course or misleading the investment public about its prospects.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
New Constructs separates all securities into those that are attractive and the ones that are, well, dangerous.
Danger, danger.
Every Monday on Money Life, company president David Trainer shoots down one security whose actions he thinks have it headed for trouble.
What you have done is wrong.
Whether you simply sell it or get aggressive and sell it short, you'll want to know which securities to have on your radar as Money Life enters
the Danger Zone.
Welcome to the Danger Zone, where we go hunting for trouble and then steering clear of it. And we do that with David Trainer, the head of New Constructs. New Constructs, a research firm that David started that does its research from the bottom up. It starts by digging in at the footnotes level and then works its way up to see whether the numbers companies and mutual funds and exchange-traded funds are using, whether those numbers are accurate or if they are misleading. New Constructs then rates securities on a scale from most attractive to most dangerous, and they publish lists of those that you can get at newconstructs.com. But every week, David Trainer comes here to Money Life to talk about something that has put a stock, mutual fund, or ETF into the danger zone. I've given you the website if you want more information, but follow them on Twitter at New Constructs because they tweet about blog posts and they blog about their danger zone picks. David Trainer, welcome back to Money Life.
Great to be back, Chuck. Thank you.
Who's in the danger zone this week?
Compensation committees.
Compensation committees. Okay, you're going to have to explain how this one is working because, you know, everybody's got a compensation committee. Is this something where, as an investor, I'm looking to see a specific action out of a compensation committee, and if I see it, that's how I know the stock is headed for trouble?
Yes, exactly. All right, so in terms of background, the compensation committees are the folks who construct, manage, and implement the compensation incentives for executive teams at companies. And a lot of people have asked us, you know, what are the signs for a stock like Valiant? You know, how do we protect ourselves from stuff like this in the future? And we pointed out a lot of things that we've written about. And one thing that we have not written about or talked to you about in specific is the compensation committee and the importance of their role and really the lack of responsibility and accountability that they have been able to get away with, despite the fact that they're the primary culprit in a lot of these companies that have been in the danger zone and that have blown up. And Valiant is sort of a perfect example of the behavioral results of misaligned compensation plans. And compensation committees are the ones that create and manage those plans. And a lot of these guys, I think, are either bullied into doing things that they shouldn't do by executives, which means they're not doing their job, or they're just clueless. I don't know which, but both are bad.
How's an investor supposed to know that this is the compensation committee that's getting bullied? What am I looking for that's going to tell me, wait, here's where there's a problem?
Anytime you see that executives are getting paid based on things other than return on invested capital or some really true measure of cash flow, it's kind of tough, Chuck. I'll admit, this is what we do. We spend time in the details, so I don't always realize how much harder it might be for someone else. But a lot of it kind of comes back to this whole non-GAAP issue. I mean, when companies are creating metrics, performance benchmarks, performance measures, just so often they're creating just bogus measures. And if executives are getting paid based on things that do not create shareholder value, you have a disconnect that does two really harmful things. It grows over time, but it also attracts the kind of executives you don't want. Good executives understand that their role in the capital markets is to be reliable and trustworthy agents of investor capital. That's one of the underlying principles that supports the integrity in capital markets. The investors need to trust the agents. The agents are the executives. If the executives are paid to do things that are not aligned with the best interest of the investors, you got a big problem. And that kind of problem tends to manifest in the behavior we're seeing that is blowing up Valiant. I mean, you read what the auditors are saying, and I mean, it's just, it's a nightmare. And you've got guys that were going out there doing everything they could to adjust numbers that were already disconnected from the economics of the business and getting paid a lot of money to do it. You know, what we're seeing is a lot of times executives are looking to exploit a similar kind of compensation loophole that hedge fund managers were getting away with for a long time, right? With the hedge fund managers at 2 and 20, 2% of assets and 20% of profits, if they made a couple shrewd trades in a year or 2 years, you know, they got $10 billion fund, they have a 50% return. They're making hundreds of millions of dollars in any one given year. Whatever happens after that, they don't care. They're on their yacht. It's over. They can keep the fund open. They can close. It doesn't matter. And so executives are getting big money, and Valley's a great example, as are some others that have been in the danger zone and will be in the danger zone, where they can do an acquisition. It'll boost the non-cash flow related metrics. They make a lot of money, and investors never get that back.
If you're a member of my audience and you're hearing this, and you go, okay, I've never really looked to see this stuff, but I get it, and I'm worried. And now you go and you look at some of the stocks in your portfolio, and you find out that, yeah, management appears to be overcompensated or compensated the wrong way. Is that enough, if you own the stock, to make you say, I'm out of here?
I think so. I mean, just think about it. If the executives are not incentivized to make money for shareholders, now, I will grant, because I can already hear like the critics telling me how I'm wrong here, and this is the same kind, it's the same argument that the critics of my Valiant call made, which is, markets don't care about profits. Markets care about momentum. They believe in personalities, right? These are all true in the short term, or can be true in the short term. And I'm not going to tell you that the stock won't continue to go up if people continue to believe the hype. But over the long term, the amount of risk you take by owning a stock where executives get paid to destroy shareholder value, right? And that is an EBITDA, that is non-cash earnings, that is non-GAAP earnings, that is oftentimes cash earnings. In our report, we've got 15 of them listed, you know, different sort of red flags in terms of compensation metrics. It's hard to believe that it won't be a problem, because executives are, you know, at the end of the day, we're all in a capitalist society pursuing our best, you know, our self-interest. And if the executive, who's the agent of your capital, is pursuing a self-interest motive that gets them paid a lot of money but doesn't create value for you, you've got a disconnect that over time only grows wider and could end very badly.
Yeah. When their interests are not aligned with yours, they're going to do what's in their best interest. And as a shareholder, that ultimately is going to cost you somewhere down the line. It is why compensation committees, or perhaps bad actions that you can find getting through the compensation committees, are in the danger zone. David Treanor, thanks so much for joining me on Money Life.
Great to be with you, Chuck. Thank you.
If you want more information, if you'd like a further explanation of the things that David was talking about here, go to newconstructs.com. They blog about the Danger Zone picks, so there will be more information there. If you want to make sure you don't miss what they're putting up on their blog or their website, follow them on Twitter, @newconstructs. The Market Call is next. Chuck Carlson from The Drip Investor and Horizon Investment Services will be in the house when Money Life returns, right after this message.